is it fun to be traveling and seeing the United States while you're also happen to be playing in a string quartet?
Yes, it's of course a lot of fun. And the thing is, I must tell you, it's also very exhausting because of all the distances. Of course, as professional concert players, we're very used to have one travel a day between different concerts, but in the U.S. you necessarily have to fly most of the time, and this makes such tours, the next one is not less than 11 concerts, I think, 12 concerts in 3 weeks. So that will be intensive, but we're getting used to it, and we are every time enjoying many things in America very much. So it's every time good feeling to even if it's long, 3 weeks not being home and without seeing our families, it's still very fun, yes.
I imagine that there are some interesting places that you'll be performing in, that the halls change quite a bit. Is that something that is sort of like the fifth member of the quartet, that the space that you'll be in will be quite different, perhaps every night?
I think so, yes. While we'll be playing in this tour, there is only two concert halls which we already played in. Otherwise, it's only premieres, so it will be a lot of first time, first impression, first time you get the feeling of is the acoustic nice enough for us, for the audience. Sometimes the feeling is not the same for them, and it has to be good for the audience at least. But I like this very much, actually, to feel that we are playing somewhere for the first time is something full of new impressions, and it stimulates our reactivity and sensitivity to the sound. So it's also something which is, I think, increasing the main level of the quartet, maybe.
As you're on tour, I think we're all really enjoying the most recent release of Mendelssohn, both Felix and Fanny, of their music. Is it fun to sort of share these works that you've now recorded and to be able to share them live with audiences?
It's also changing from any contest to the next one. From the moment you recorded something, of course, you were forced to definite some of maybe one of the virtual ideal interpretation, but making interpretation is a very lively process, and it's not rare to see that even after only three or four concerts after the recording, the interpretation has changed a lot. And the presence of the audience and the sensation of the acoustics changes make some, for example, tempo changes, or the most exciting moments in concert are maybe not exactly the same, like which is makes a recording very exciting. For example, the amplitude of the dynamics contrasts has to be somehow maybe bigger in the concert, because in the concert, when you really reach this very extreme dynamics, which are so close to the silence, or at the opposite, which are as noisy as you can, this makes the contact with the audience very, very strong and very enjoyable. Somehow there is something frustrating every time we do recording. We still feel afterwards, oh, that is something I would have preferred than what we actually did record. But I'm not so sure. We're not very objective on this. The judgment we have is maybe not the best one, and that's the reason we're very, very paying attention to what the critics and journalists say about this Mendelssohn recording, which seems to be a successful one. We're very happy, very proud of this.
I was curious, had your violinists switched before? Had they actually before this set of Mendelssohn? Had they ever played around in different parts?
No, it was actually the first time. I think it's good this way, because the being a second violinist in a quartet is some very exigent and typical way of using the instrument and responding to the taking a place and responding to the three others. And this rule, Gabriel Le Magadieu did play it perfectly since the very beginning. And we still always knew that he was able to do something as a first violinist. And this Mendelssohn Opus 13 is exactly the music for him, which he was able to care at its best. So we found it, this is a good occasion. And also it's an enrichment for the entire quartet, because it is creating new connections between each other. It's a great experience.
Yeah, and it comes out incredibly well. That serenade movement is just heavenly.
Which one?
The serenade, that
yes.
The intermezzo movement,
the intermezzo.
Maybe? Is what, yes, that's mm-hmm. what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he did involve himself a lot, and I must tell you, it's even more appreciable, maybe, at which quality Pierre, the normal first violinist, did adapt all his inspiration, very inspirations-full natural playing. He did really compact all of this emotional material and technical amplitude which he naturally has in order to be a good second violinist too, which is not that easy, and he did that fantastically well. So we're very proud of the two of them for this first time switching experience, yes.
I would be remiss. I have to point out that you have maybe the coolest website for a string quartet I've ever seen.
Thank you. It's good to know, because it was expensive and we're not that happy, not about the result, but the people who did it are always asking for more money and for any little change, so it's not that easy. You know, I know internet is some great job, but still we are not multi-billionaires and we could not always give money to them every week just to correct a little tiny concert appointment or whatever. But anyway, the graphic and the general atmosphere it gives, I think it's kind of cool, yes. I agree with you.
Well, I guess I'd end asking the idea of Fanny Mendelssohn, sort of in between these two very early and very late Mendelssohn quartets, is, I think, something that is a wonderful introduction for a lot of us that may not have known some of her chamber music. I think a lot of folks may know some of her piano pieces, but this is a real gem, I think.
A real what?
I think it's a real gem. A really wonderful piece, a gem.
It's a great one, yeah. We were the decision to record it was very easy to take. We've just sight read the piece once many years ago, and from this day we always knew we wanted to record it, because it may not be that perfect as some of the Felix compositions were. But this is not a matter of quality of inspiration or inventivity. It's maybe just because of the fact that as Fanny Mendelssohn in her time, she was not authorized to be a professional composer. It was that clear inside the family. Their father told them, from now, Felix, you will be a great composer and you will do the career of it. And you, Fanny, you will just have to stay back to just help him, but not to be that present, even if everybody knew when they were so young that both of them were just prodigious musicians. And it's somehow sad, because even if we know that Fanny did help Felix a lot to make his music concrete and to achieve this, she also did great things. And yeah, that's maybe a matter of justice in a way. We wanted to show this music as beautiful as it is, and it was very, very nice experience. You know, this first movement, for example, which we like so much, it's very close to Schumann colors and phrasings and harmonical processes, and of course you can totally hear it's exactly the same blood inside the music than what Felix did, but there is some sweetness and some evolved, raffinated, really creative things which only she did find it, and it's great to feel that even music of the early 19th century is now not that well known. So it gives a bit the feeling of a premiere in a way. Even if we are not the first ones to record it and to play it, but it's honestly really rarely played.
It has that sort of excitement, I think, to it, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Raphael Merlin, it's so nice to speak with you. We can't wait to see you in San Antonio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.